Welcome to your favorite morning program. It is 5:40 in the a.m., and here we start with the entertainment news. All right, Radar Online, for whatever reason, put together a list of the real weights, they say, weight and height of some rather well-known female celebrities. And I'm telling you right now, I'm calling shenanigans on some of these, okay?
All right.
We start with Mila Kunis. Now, you know who Mila Kunis is, right?
Right. She was on That 70s Show. She's now the main squeeze of Ashton Kutcher.
She is a petite woman. All right? Would you agree?
She was in the movie Black Swan, where she played a ballet dancer.
Right.
Yes.
And so she is thin. Mm-hmm. She's not very tall. She is only 5'2". What do you think Mila Kunis's weight, according to Radar Online, is?
112 pounds.
You are very, very close. 115 pounds.
Okay.
All right. And then there's other celebrities on here. Adele.
She is a more full-figured woman.
She is a more full-figured woman. They say that she is 5'9 at 197 pounds.
Did they do the same thing with male celebrities on this list?
No, this is just the ladies.
Of course not.
Another one, Hayden Panettiere, okay?
Uh-huh.
Another very small-statured actress.
Especially when you see her next to her boyfriend. Actually, yeah. Fiancé now, the Ukrainian boxer Klitschko.
I will break you.
All right. She's a very petite young woman. She's 5'2", 117 pounds.
Uh-huh.
All right. Now, I've given you some examples. Let us now take a look at Kim Kardashian.
Uh-huh.
Kim Kardashian is not petite.
Right.
Kim Kardashian is voluptuous,
right,
as I would say.
Uh-huh.
Very curvy.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know what they're listing Kim Kardashian at?
Well, if it's under 140 pounds, I'll call shenanigans on it as well.
Bingo. They are listing her at the exact same height and weight as Hayden Panettiere.
There's no way. There is no way.
They say Kim Kardashian is 5'2 at 117. Nuh-uh.
There's no way.
No, sir. Not any way.
Maybe when she was 12.
Angelina Jolie, 5'7 at 130 pounds. Jessica Alba, again, another very petite young lady, 5'5, 118. Okay, so I'm sorry. And here's another one I'm going to call shenanigans on. Sofia Vergara.
Uh-huh.
They say she's 5'7 at 125. I'm going to say 5'7 at a buck 40. All right? That's where I'm going.
Okay.
And she looks great. Okay? Ladies, this is not to say, oh, you need to be skinny. No. I'm saying a little more curvaceousness is the right. Yes. All right? Katy Perry, 5'8", 130 pounds. Britney Spears, 5'4", 125. You know?
All
so
right,
there you go.
Yeah, all right.
Christina Aguilera. This one might be fairly accurate, although I think we're going to have to add about 10 pounds to this. 5'2", 128. Christina Aguilera, she's hot, okay? Even when she
at
was,
times.
No, even when she was at her biggest, that girl is still hot. She's got a great voice. This one I'm calling shenanigans on, too. Beyonce.
Uh-huh.
5'7", 130 pounds. No, sir. Uh-uh. Buck 50. Easy, a buck 50. And she looks great.
Careful, Jay-Z's going to come to visit here.
Oh, Joe Camel can kiss my butt. She looks great. And I don't care if she's 160, 170. She's a very healthy, good-looking woman, Beyonce, her figure. And this is the reason I bring this up, is that the waif, heroin addict, rail-thin, bony. Listen, when you see animals out in the wild and their ribs are showing, you're like, oh, my God, that poor thing is starving. There must be something wrong. And yet Hollywood and the model agency want us to think that the models with their bones poking through. No, there's nothing sexy about a bag of bones wrapped in skin. That's not sexy. Speaking of sexy, Tom.
Yeah.
Your man, George Clooney. He says he will not ever deny that he's gay.
Well, that's one way of putting it. That's not exactly what he said.
In an interview with Esquire UK, he said, George Clooney's gay, gay, gay. And I said, I'm gay, gay. The third one is pushing it.
That's because some reports are saying claiming that he is.
George Clooney's track record pretty much shows that he's not exclusively going that way. He may swing both ways. All right, you never know. But as far as being gay, where he doesn't know.
Is there any evidence of this, or is this just some tabloid making something up?
The reason he says he's not ever going to just flat out deny the rumors is he doesn't want to insult the gay community.
Right.
I think for George and what he does for a living, you have to be very careful not to insult anyone. However, he is very divisive in his politics. So it's interesting there. All right. Now, we talked about the Grammy nominations, yesterday? Yeah. Yeah, we talked about the Grammy nominations.
Oh, I wasn't in the room when that happened.
And how? Yes, you were. You were sitting right there.
I was.
What is wrong with you? Are you okay?
Was I?
Have you been taking your medication? Do you need a refill? Do we need to take up a collection for you?
Oh, I guess I was. Yeah. Good. I only remember about half what you said.
Huh?
I'm like one of the listeners.
All right. So, okay. You're a...
Well, you know, they only hear about half of what we say. That's why there are so many miscommunications
and misunderstandings.
They listen to
me. They ignore you.
No, that's not what I meant.
Kanye West, only got 2 Grammy nominations, and they were only in the rap category. And when we announced that yesterday, we talked about that. I told you, give it time, and Kanye is going to start whining. I'm the greatest thing that ever hit the music. He did.
Mm-hmm.
So when the Grammy nominations came out, Yeezus is the only Yeezus, his album, the top 1 or 2 album on every single list, but only gets 2 nominations from the Grammys. What are they trying to say? Is his comment.
The Grammys have never been really the arbiter of what's good and popular at the same time. There are Kanye. All kinds of screw ups over Grammy history.
Hey Kanye, here's a hint for you: crap can be popular. Just because you're on the top-selling album list doesn't mean that what you're putting out means anything at all. All right, and like we were mentioning, the top viral trending videos on YouTube for 2013. What does the Fox say is number 1? The original Army edition of Harlem Shake is number 2. Number 3, and I'm going to have to look this one up because it's got to be funny, how animals eat their food. I think I've seen it. The chat roulette version of Miley Cyrus's Wrecking Ball. That's disturbing and very funny. Baby and Me, goofy Evian water commercials where people see themselves as baby in the store windows. Those are the top 5. And number 9 is actually quite funny. It's the NFL A Bad Lip Reading video. Have you seen that one?
Oh, I have seen that one.
That one's pretty funny. That one's actually pretty funny. There's some of those that are rather creative. Others, you just scratch your head and go, what? I don't get it. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. I'm going to go get some more coffee. We'll be right back.
The economy's getting better, and the long lines are back at the coffee shops. And so are the baristas with bad attitudes. Welcome to Snarkies, where we won't ask, can we help you? We'll just stare at you with our judgy glasses until you order. Since you've been gone, we've closed down the restrooms, and after an hour, Wi-Fi is $5. This is a business, suckers. While you wait for your beverage, browse the 2 compact discs on display and enjoy piped-in music we force you to listen to from an artist you would never know and never buy. Snarky's Coffee Shops. It's good to have everyone back. Now, what the hell do you want?
Get breaking news from the WSAU newsroom straight to your cell phone. Text NEWS to 39327, and you'll always be up to date. From AM 550, FM 99.9, and WSAU.com.